This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. All right, inflation now in a behavioral economics kind of way. Procter & Gamble reported earnings this morning, made plenty of money, of course. But the company said its costs are going up, which means the prices P&G charges you and me are going up too, September probably. General Mills and Kimberly-Clark have said essentially the same thing, but consumers are only going to pay so much for stuff before they cut back or start looking for cheaper alternatives. And the challenge, as Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports, is working out exactly what that price point is.
Yeah, prices are going up on everything. And Sarah Jowett in California has noticed. Like, it costs more to go out to dinner.
You definitely have this idea in your head. You know, I'm going to go to this restaurant, and it's generally this amount for us. But I generally get the same things. I'm kind of boring that way.
So she's been cutting back, skipping the soda or the bigger entree. But the key here is that she knew prices went up.
A lot of this is driven by, do people notice?
Mark Bergen is a marketing professor at the University of Minnesota's Carlson School of Management.
Anything essential that we frequently purchase, we notice a lot.
But for one-time purchases or splurges, he says people pay less attention to price. Now, if someone needs an item, like diapers or laundry detergent, they probably won't forego it altogether. But they can look for substitutes. Tim Smith is CEO of the consulting firm Wiglaf Pricing.
The biggest issue that matters is how close is the substitute? What is my alternative to buying that product?
How people respond to price hikes depends on something else, too. How financially secure do they feel? That's about their finances, but also their expectations. Colorado resident Miset Florissant is cutting back on whatever she can right now.
Almost every aspect of the economy just seems like it's kind of slipping away from our fingers, whether that's buying a house or looking for a new rental property or just day-to-day purchases.
With prices rising and her salary stagnant, she's nervous about the future. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.